Hello.
Hi, is this Robert Weiner?
Yes, it is.
This is Ted Muldoon from KALW. I'm calling about your Hey Area submission.
Great.
Where you ask a question and we find the answer.
So my question was the Oakland Tribune building built with a flagpole on top so dirigibles could dock there? So have you found the answer yet?
Hello?
Is this the Avery Truffleman? From 99% Invisible?
The only one.
You did a story about the neon clock on the Tribune Tower. Do you know if dirigibles used to dock to the flagpole?
I can't say that I do, but the person who keeps the neon and like maintains it on a regular basis is a fellow by the name of John Law. He referred to himself as the Quasimodo of Oakland.
Hopefully a little bit handsomer and I'm not all bent over. And for my age, I'm pretty spry. John Law here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there, literally. I'm in the clock right now, yeah.
So one of our listeners wanted to know if dirigibles used to dock to the flagpole atop the Tribune Tower. Is that true?
Yes, they did. As far as I understand it, it was actually more a series of attempts. And the afternoon winds that typically kick up here in the bay were a real problem for the dirigibles. And there are a couple of instances that I've heard about where they had near misses, or the dirigibles were almost rammed into the building, and they decided to kind of nix it after that. And now on the 20th floor is the walk-around balcony, which is where the people would have landed.
It sounds like the main way of getting in and out of a dirigible back in the day is using a ladder.
Yeah.
And then you'd go down to a catwalk. That would just be a very intense family vacation.
That would be a family that gets along very well, I would hope.